One is such an interesting number, isn't it? The one. We're number one. We like being able to say that. If you're an Astros fan, you can say that right now. Or the song, one is the loneliest number. When our grandson Alex, the airman, was little bitty, he wanted to play baseball really bad. So he did T-ball and he did the coach's pitch, and he wasn't any good. He just wasn't very good at all, and he was on a team that wasn't very good at all. And they would go through like a season without winning a game, and finally they won one game. It was the best day of his young life. He was so proud at that point of winning that losing just kind of fell by the wayside. One is not only a number, is it? It is a state of being. It's a state of being. We say when a couple comes in and recites vows together that the two become one. Or if you're into Zen, you can say, I am one with the universe. In this morning's passage, I ask not only on behalf of those, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. Do you remember when this statement was made? And if you go back to a red letter Bible, this is made after the meal, after this meal that night. Don't you remember? Judas had already left to do his dirty deed, and Jesus was teaching the 11 that were there. And that was his prayer, that they might be one. And why did Jesus pray that they all might be one? It says so very plainly in the next line in the scripture. It says, so the world would believe that God had sent him. But you see, Jesus didn't believe he was bringing a new religion into the world. He believed he was preparing the world for God's coming kingdom. You get the difference there. He wasn't so much talking about religion as he was about a state of being. Was there ever a time when all of the church was one? Maybe for 2 weeks. Back there before Peter and James and John got to arguing with Paul and the others. But there never has been a time that the church has been one. The Christian church disciples, we were started in the hope of recovering the oneness of the church. Thomas and Alexander Campbell and Barton Warren Stone thought that if we could just boil out Christianity to its essentials that everyone could agree upon, the church could be restored to its unity. It was a grand dream. Consider the proposition. There is too much diversity in humanity to ever have unity. Julia nailed it. It's in our diversity that we stand a chance. Is our diversity as a species more of a strength or a weakness? Not rhetorical questions, by the way. It's a strength. Of course it's a strength. Of course it's a strength. God in God's infinite wisdom kind of fixed it that way. In that grand notion of creation, that there would be this multitude of diversities that would create strength out of diversity. Or put that question another way, can our very diversity be unifying? Ooh, that's an interesting question, isn't it? Can our very diversity, that we have a wild diversity within this congregation, don't we? But is it not that very diversity that draws us together? There is nothing more boring on this planet than a room full of people who think exactly the same way and look alike and talk alike and have the same ideas. We may think that we want to be with people like us, but it's boring, isn't it? We want the diversity. It brings out the creativity in us. So, we are called to love one another, not in spite of our differences, but because of our differences. So that love becomes the unifying principle, not becoming the same. How will they know you are my disciples? Asked Jesus. Not because of like beliefs, but because you have love for one another. And when Jesus gave examples of who was lovable, what examples did he give? Think about it. The Samaritan? Oh, they didn't like Samaritans very much. The woman at the well? No one in her town liked her. The prodigal son? He wasted a fortune. You and me, God loves us because of who we are, not in spite of who we are. If we are to be unified in Christ, it will not be because we believe all the same things. It will be because we love the same. Amen.